name him Sparkle. He will be blue with a pink tail and a pink mane.
A whole day passed.
I will put flowers around his neck, and he will let me ride on his back.
Another day passed.
I will take him to show and tell. Everyone will love him. He might be scared when he first gets here. I will give him a cupcake. Sparkle! Sparkle! Where are you?
Finally, a big truck rumbled up. It was the Unicorn Man. He left a large box on the porch.
It's Sparkle!
Lucy opened the box carefully, gently. Chomp! The cupcake was gone.
Sparkle, come back! Sparkle, not the underpants! No!
He was not what she expected. He had spots. His ears were too long. He smelled funny. Oh, and he had fleas. Lucy put a flower necklace on him. He ate it. She put a tutu on him. He ate that too. He did not want to be ridden. He bucked her right off. He did not want to go to show and tell.
You are a bad unicorn.
She walked away. Sparkle followed her.
Stop that.
Lucy called the Unicorn Man.
Take him back. I don't want him.
Okay, but I can't get there until tomorrow.
Lucy could hardly wait. The next morning, Lucy watched Sparkle play in the yard. He liked the butterflies, and they liked him. Some boys came by and asked,
"What's your goat's name?"
"His name is Sparkle, and he's not a goat."
"He looks like a goat."
"Well, he's not a goat. He's a special kind of unicorn."
After the boys left, Lucy watched Sparkle play some more. She had to admit, sometimes he made her smile. And sometimes he made her laugh.